Good evening. Last night we started with the full equanimity practice, as is traditional, in offering equanimity towards a neutral person or a relative stranger. And the reason it starts that way is that is thought to be less complicated. You don't know enough about the person to have difficulty. So it starts there. And the next place we're going this evening is to cultivate equanimity for a friend. So our friendships can be a little bit more complex than knowing a stranger. We can experience a lot of joy with our friends, so happiness, but there's also times that there might be disappointment, sadness, all kinds of a range of emotions with our friends. And sometimes we can be so emotionally connected or entwined with our friends that we get elated along with them when they're really happy, they have good fortune, and we can get very worried and concerned when they're having a hard time. So this is where equanimity can be very supportive to help us be more balanced with our friends. And it balances compassionate goodwill that wishes that our friends are free of suffering and come to the end of any difficulty they have. But it also acknowledges that we don't have control over even a close friend's life. We can be influential, but we definitely don't have control. You know, we can cultivate this presence or this ability to be open and present for a friend. And most often what our friends want from us is to listen, to be there for them, to hear them out, and perhaps validate what they're going through. But it's very rare that friends want you to jump in and fix them or solve their problems for them. So they're not usually asking for that, and this is where equanimity can be helpful. Of course, compassion can help us discern when something truly harmful is happening with a friend, and we can have influence. We can help them find the way sometimes, but ultimately they have to take action for themselves in a lot of situations. And when we offer these phrases from any of the divine abodes, they may start as, you know, if we use phrases, they may start as feeling a little bit just like just words. But over time, the heart and the mind come together, and these start to become more powerful over time, the more we practice them. There's a benefit, you know, it grows the wholesome inclinations of our own minds and hearts, and the heart gradually opens more and more. And maybe some of you have already had this experience, or if you haven't yet, you probably will, when you come to a place in a retreat that hasn't been dedicated to the Brahmaviharas, and suddenly they will well up. You'll feel incredible kindness or incredible love or incredible joy or compassion. So these can come naturally as the result of practice. And then, of course, we're cultivating them with the phrases that we're saying. This practice really does grow our capacity to be with human suffering without pitying people, without trying to change them, without trying to avoid them. So equanimity makes such a great contribution to these abilities. And the presence of equanimity does not mean that we agree with or are passive about harm that's happening. That's not what it means. It means we see harm that's happening. We see the suffering. And we have enough strength of mindfulness to face it in its presence. So we'll start this evening with equanimity for a friend. And it helps if this is someone you know well, and you know them well enough to know the times that they're happy and have ease, and you also know what kinds of difficulties or challenges they face. Probably best not to pick someone who has an extremely difficult situation where there's where it brings up huge, you know, an emotional pull for you or reactivity for you. Maybe start with someone who has something a little milder than that. But hopefully you have a generally positive relationship with this person. And this is ways to get into this practice. If you've been doing this before, you've been at it for a while, feel free to take a much tougher situation with a friend. You can gauge what you're ready for. So I'm taking time to settle into a posture that brings ease to you, to the body, to the heart, and to the mind, in whatever ways you can release any tightness, any tension, or anything at all that's built up over the course of the day. Bringing a sense of goodwill and kindness to yourself, to your own body, to your emotions, your mind, your mood, whatever's present. Holding it with a real sense of friendliness. And as you're ready, give some thought, some time to which friend, which person in your life would you like to practice equanimity with? And we'll start with some friendliness practice, metta practice for them. But just giving yourself time to call this person to mind, what it feels like to be with them in good times, what it's like to be with them when they're having a rough go. And even when they're having a hard time, holding this person in mind with the good qualities that they have. The reasons, all the reasons that make them a friend. And as your heart, mind fill with the presence of this person, who they are to you, beginning to incline the mind towards wishes of loving kindness, of friendliness. You can do this simply from feelings in the heart, feeling the feelings in your heart, sending wishes to them non-verbally, or you can repeat phrases in your mind that are meaningful to you, and I'll say a few of them to start us off. May you be healthy and strong. Really allowing yourself to know how much you wish good health and well-being, strength of all kinds for your friend, whatever their situation. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be protected. Friends are so valuable in our lives. We don't want any harm to come to our friends. Really feeling the wish for them. You know, whether the harm is coming from outside or they are having difficulty with their own heart and mind, may you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you live with peace and ease. Knowing how much you'd really like these things for your friend, these positive forms of goodwill to come their way, even when they're having a hard time, especially when they're having a hard time. And practicing this way for the next several minutes, and feeling free to add your own phrases that are particular to your friend. Wishes of goodwill, friendliness. allowing yourself to notice times when it's been challenging to see your friend suffering or in stressful conditions. Sometimes it's easier for us to see some action that a friend might be able to take or some way that they could help themselves, but it's never obvious when it's you who's in the midst of the stress or the suffering. And that can feel difficult to witness. It can be that your friend's behavior changes when they're having a rough time. Maybe their habits towards you change in painful ways. They may fall out of touch. Or they may not be able to contain how miserable they are. So allowing any of these kinds of challenging feelings around your friend to surface now. Mildly challenging or maybe greatly challenging. And then allowing yourself to offer some equanimity that will help you balance your heart and mind when you're around the friend or missing the friend at times of stress, whatever's going on. Trying a few phrases that I'll offer and certainly adding your own. This is the way it is right now and not the way it will always be. May I meet you and all of your experiences with friendliness, with kindness. Noticing if there's any pull inside you from time to time with your friend to engage in problem solving for them, or if you get pulled in some way into their challenges in a way that's not as healthy for you, maybe not as helpful to the relationship at times. And sending equanimity that cultivates balance in yourself while wishing them balance as they face the ups and downs of their life. Some phrases you might use. I care for you, but I cannot control your happiness or unhappiness. Things are just as they are right now. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. All beings have their joys and sorrows. This is how it is right now. So seeing which phrases might land with you, are helpful to you, and either using them or simply sitting in a balance of mindfulness about your friend's situation. Neither for nor against. Not needing to jump in and not being indifferent towards it. Caring, but as the balance point, perhaps. May I meet you and all of your experiences with ease and kindness. The way things are right now are not the way things will always be. I care for you, but I cannot control your happiness or unhappiness. Things are just as they are right now. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. May everyone on this retreat and on this land offer their friends equanimity, a balanced heart and mind that can support both our own liberation and also free our friends from their stress and suffering by encountering a goodwill and balance in us. May we support the end of stress and suffering for all beings everywhere.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.